Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The right fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Len Gabrielson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Ribbent. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dennis Ribbent. And now, play ball. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Clemens hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Clemens reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clemens moves to third. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Ribbent covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Christopher takes first base on ball four. Klaus moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Klaus moves to third. Christopher moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cowan strikes out. One out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Schaefer hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Smith strikes out. 1 out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cranepool is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Canizzaro hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Canizzaro reaches second base with a double. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ribbent hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ellsworth is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Stewart is 0-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Ribbent covering, for the out. 2 outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Clemens is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clemens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Klaus is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Hunt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hunt is 0-1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Christopher is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Santo is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gabrielson is 0-1 in the game. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Altman is 0-1 in the game. Altman bunts in front of the plate. Schaefer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hickman is 0-1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Gabrielson, who tags Hickman trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Altman moves to third. 1 out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Smith is 0-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Altman scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cranepool is 0-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive towards third. Santo catches it and throws to first to double up Smith. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cowan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowan strikes out. 1 out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Schaefer is 0 for 1 in the game. Schaefer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Canizaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Canizaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Canizaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ribbent is 0 for 1 in the game. Ribbent hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Canizaro moves to second. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klaus bunts, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. Canizaro moves to third. 2 outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Clemens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Clemens hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Hickman moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. Hickman moves to third. 1 out. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Canizaro is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Canizaro hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hickman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Mets. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ribbent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Mets. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gabrielson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gabrielson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Cubs, 3, Mets, 3. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-2 in the game. Schaefer takes first base on ball 4. Cowan moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Cowan moves to third. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Clouse batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clouse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clouse hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Mets. Don Elston now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Altman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schaefer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart bunts towards the mound. Bearnerth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Clemens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clemens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stewart moves to third. Al Jackson now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. Stewart scores. One out. It's Cubs, 4, Mets, 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks pinch hits for Len Gabrielson. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Banks is walked intentionally. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ernie Banks now playing first base. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Smith bunts towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. Hickman moves to second. 1 out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Canizzaro is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Canizzaro takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Al Jackson. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gonder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesse Gonder now catching. Willard Hunter now pitching. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schaefer hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano now playing second base. Jimmy Stewart now playing shortstop. Bobby Klaus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Klaus is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Klaus hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hunt is 0 for 4 in the game. Hunt bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Amalfitano covering, for the out. Klaus moves to second. 1 out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Klaus moves to third. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Christopher is walked intentionally. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Altman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Altman is walked intentionally. Christopher moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hickman hits a pop-up towards short. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klaus scores. Christopher moves to third. Altman moves to second. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.